Hi, Brandon. Welcome to the month of October's Patron's Choice podcast. How are you doing, Jack?
I'm doing great. I'm the ghost of Christmas past.
What is the Halloween edition of the show?
It is. I'm the ghost of Halloween past.
And
I'm the jack-o'-lantern. I never got that one. I never got jack-o'-lantern.
Well, we just cut our pumpkins here in the Glatfelter household.
Even though I had to hear that every Halloween as a kid. Are you jack-o'-lantern? You know, comedy back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s was kind of tame.
But then, as you got older, that joke worsened, I'm sure.
Well, I think because now that without the hair, I look like a jack-o'-lantern.
So are you spoiling what you're going to be wearing for Halloween tomorrow?
Oh, I'm not. I did go out because Colleen has a rule now that we have to wear a real costume.
Yeah.
And I did go out looking for costumes, and I was not going to pay $55 for a costume.
Well, just why don't you do something at home, like a you know.
I already got it. I figured it out yesterday because we were in line. I said, okay, I'll pay $45. And then I said, $55? I'm not paying $55 for this costume. I'm not.
Okay, so since you're not wearing it, what was it?
It was a Batman costume.
Oh.
Problem was, I didn't really need the muscles added to it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the washboard stomach. I go, what? Will it save money if I don't add this because I don't need it?
Sure, sure. So
I think I'm cool with that. I really don't need the give it to someone who doesn't need it.
Well, what if
maybe give it to someone who needs it, like those Bronco fans I see so much in the stands at Denver.
Mm-hmm. So what if say you save yourself, why don't you just get the mask and the cape, and then you just wear like a T-shirt and just say like you're Bat-pa, you know, the
It didn't come with the cape and the hat. It was the mask. It was at Target.
Uh-huh.
And so I like $55 for this thing that costs probably $3 to make. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
Even I draw the line somewhere. I'm not as cheap as you, but even I go, look, I'm not paying this.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I was upset about paying $45. I'm not paying $50.
What happened?
No, that was the price.
But why did you think it was $45?
Because it was hanging in the $45 section. It doesn't matter. I don't want it. I'm just going to throw it on the ground type thing. And then someone just picks it. And then, of course, the employee goes, well, I'm just going to put this wherever I want.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm not knocking your generation, but that's just how they are. But, you know, so you got that problem. So I saw the $45 section. So when I got up there, I go, oh, wait, it does say $55. Well, forget that. Because I did buy one the day before. It was $35, but I thought it was adult large. It was adult small.
Actually, believe it or not, the people that shop the most at Target are Gen Xers. So it's really your generation if you're ticked off.
No, I'm not even Gen X. So
what are you, baby boomer?
I'm baby boomer.
Boomers are the worst. They're why America is horrible right now.
No, baby boomers are the best.
No. Oh, God. If you think millennials are selfish, boomers are the most selfish.
Well, I must have skipped a generation. I'm probably reincarnated from the greatest generation.
Oh yes, that's
I
you.
I think that's what it is. They said, "Oh, this guy."
Yeah, you were definitely storming the beach of Normandy, huh?
This guy definitely would have stormed the beach of Normandy.
Yeah,
he might have complained about all the sand in his feet.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely
actually seem more like the forgotten generation, because that was a generation of kids that were around like while the greatest generation was fighting the war, right?
Yeah, that could have been me too. It's like,
what do I have this like loser complex about you?
Yeah, what do I have to do now?
Yeah,
you know. So you know, it's and not only that, I'm going to adopt a team that just loses all the time. No, please, Dad and Mom, don't stay in Pennsylvania.
Hey, look, if the Cubbies can get to the World Series,
move back to San Diego. Move back to San Diego.
If Cleveland is on the verge of two of their sports teams winning a championship after over 60 years of drought?
68.
Yeah.
Well, you know how bad that is? Because now after the Cavaliers won the NBA championship, they said, oh, San Diego's the worst sports town because of, you know, not winning a championship really since 1963. Even though you don't count the Soccer's winning 11 of 12
Nobody
indoor
counts,
soccer championships.
It's a major league team, yeah.
It was major league indoor soccer.
Yeah.
And I went to the game. I paid they charged me money to go to those games.
We're retreading this comment because we play this comment like a million times. But if
it's all
Cleveland,
we were the New England Patriots of indoor soccer. And we didn't cheat. So that was one thing.
No. Anyway, Hopefully the Cubbies can pull it. I'm pulling for the Cubbies.
I don't see it happening.
I'm not upset the Cleveland sports team
How can you be upset with either one? One's been 108 years. I mean, that's a long time. And the other one's 68 years.
Yeah.
Still longer than either one of us have been alive.
Yeah. Oh, no, like I said, either way.
You know what? Indians, it's double. Because I'm 54. It's double my age.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. I feel bad for Chicago now.
But at least they made it to the World Series. They got that, you know, weight off
their
back.
Cub fans, don't fret. You have a good young team.
Yeah, I mean, they're.
I'm sure the Padres will trade you another scrub for another stud for a scrub. Don't worry. I'm not bitter about Anthony Rizzo, but I did say at the time that was a stupid trade.
Mm-hmm.
I said.
That's why I think Theo Epstein, he's got a good approach where he gets good young position players as opposed to the young arms. So he just went after the good position players. So it works.
Well, he took a lot of heat at first because he just cut off, you know, a lot of the veterans and he built, you know, within and made some good trades for some young players. And boom, there he is. They're a large market, so they should be able to keep those players.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll be around next year. Don't fret, Cub fans.
Yeah.
You guys that are 103, hold on one more year. One more year. That's all they're asking.
It was cool seeing the I think they have like a fan in the stand or at the game that was like 90 something years old. And she was at the game when they advanced to the World Series.
1945.
Really cool. Something like that, yeah.
Go Cubs. I feel for both cities.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, it'll happen one day, Jack. Whether you're alive to see it or not, that remains to be seen.
Hey, but I've seen enough of this horror story. Speaking of Halloween, it's time for McCoy to go. Terrible coach. he's just a bad coach. I mean, he's just bad.
Well, will people be able to dig in deeper on sports talk this week on your anger towards?
It's not even anger at this point. It's just like, you know, if I can be sitting at home on the couch and go, okay, you got screwed on the call. I mean, you're gonna get when you're playing in Denver, the calls are gonna go against you. It always happens that way. Got screwed on the 2-point conversion. We got it, but then they said it was offensive pass interference. You watch the replay and go, okay, what are we looking at here? Okay, then you push it back to it's like a 17-yard. Okay, kick the extra point.
Don't stress about it. It's fine.
Nobody. It's a happy holiday. It's Halloween.
Exactly. It's Halloween. It's one of the most time-honored traditions.
People want to go out there and get candy. I still think that it should be either on a Friday or Saturday every year.
It's tough because we kept going back and forth because we try to do a little Halloween party here the past couple years, and it was tough because really it'd be nicer to do something on the weekend because then more people can come. There's not like any stress or anything.
Right.
But then it's like, well, you want to watch? Everybody wants to kind of experience Zach doing trick or treat, so it's on Monday. So it's kind of like this catch-22 when it's on a school night or a work night.
You know, it's not that we want to watch him trick-or-treat. It's we want to take his candy. I think that's what it is. Zach, look over there. No, I'm kidding.
But
you know, my wife did, your mom did remind me of something. Years ago, they did try this, and half the country was for it and half the country was against it. So you had like two nights of trick-or-treat. So you had people that were, well, I'm not doing this because trick-or-treat is on the 31st. That's when we do Halloween. Mm-hmm. And the other people saying, no, we're doing it on this Friday or Saturday, whatever it was, to try and get it. You know, to me, it's really, I know adults like to do the Halloween thing, but they did their party.
Adults do their parties on like Fridays and Saturdays.
They did. So I don't understand why it's such a big deal. But to me, it's really for the kids, and Halloween should be on Friday or Saturday because, you know, Monday, the kids are going to be all hyped up on candy, and they're going to Tuesday. And what are they going to learn in school anyway?
Nothing.
They're going to learn. Okay, Johnny, you have to go sit in the corner because you can't sit still.
Well, we are here because our patrons have chosen us to do a Jane Jack TV, which I thought might be fun to maybe go into some of our favorite Halloween specials. Jack trying to rack his brain can only find one. So we'll also do a bit of what's going on TV right now as well. So why don't we start with TV, the fall TV so far. Jack, what are your thoughts on fall TV? What your experience?
pretty terrible.
Any new shows that are like, well, because yeah. I feel like you saying pretty terrible is your answer every year.
Well,
has there been a good year in like the past 10 years we've podcasted?
Well, yeah, there's been some good. There's actually some good shows. This Is Us is a fantastic show. A story of three children, and it goes flashback to current day, and each week has a
surprise. It's like
a surprise.
In the 90s or something, right? Or something? Or?
No, it's present day to the 80s. Oh,
okay.
Or it may be late 70s, early 80s. It's something like that. And I'm behind on it, though. I have one more episode to go because your mom, who says, don't watch without me, always watches without me.
Oh, that's messed
up. I fell
TV
behind when I was
cheating,
in San Diego.
It's a real thing.
It is TV cheating. She cheats on me all the time when it comes to it. But if I do it, it's like we're in divorce court. She does it. She does it. Well, you podcast all the time. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah, the old you're out at work.
Yeah, anyway, so I just go, yeah, whatever, I'll catch up. But This Is Us. I really enjoy this show, and it's something that I think a lot of people would get into.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it has the flashbacks. It has story. Every week it seems to have this out of the blue twist where you go, what? So that's a good one. That's one I think everyone.
And what channel is that on?
I believe it's on Hulu. So I'm guessing it's on NBC. I want to say NBC, but it could be ABC.
Uh-huh.
I apologize. I thought we were doing Halloween TV specials, so I didn't do any research, but at first I thought we were doing regular stuff, but then you kind of crossed me up on this thing.
Trying to keep you on your toes. You're getting older now. I'm trying to keep you on your toes.
I'm gonna start calling you McCoy.
It's you know, you're getting older now. You don't realize that the headphones aren't plugged in all the way, so I got to keep you nimble.
Yeah, it's funny that I'm hitting all the preferences and stuff. Going, what is wrong with this thing? I just used this the other day. I'm looking this up as we talk. This Is Us.
This is vamping. Vamp.
Yeah, just continue saying nothing.
I guess it doesn't matter. That I could look it up probably quicker.
No, it does matter because now I'm looking at. Why does it keep going to iTunes?
Because that's what it's Apple trying to get you to buy it off iTunes.
Well, you know what? I'm not buying it. Keep talking.
Well, I'm trying to look it up now. It's on NBC.
It's an NBC show. So, but no, it's probably one of my favorite TV shows of the season.
Yeah, why is that?
It just, like I said, it starts off with, you know, it's about three kids.
Yeah, yeah. Is it a good drama or?
It's a drama.
Good characters, good writing.
It's just good writing, good drama. It has some comedy to it.
Mm-hmm.
Three characters you all care about. It's not one of those things where I go, okay, I don't really care about this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about this girl or something like that. And the first episode, you're like going, oh, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
As Gerald McRaney's in the flashbacks, and he plays a nice guy. He's back to playing Rick Simon and Major Dad, not like he was playing in House of Cards or in Deadwood, mm-hmm. where he played such an...
Bad guy.
He's just a versatile actor who's just very talented. Mm-hmm. It has what's his name? What's the guy from Heroes? It was in Rocky's
Milo
son.
Ventimiglia.
Yeah, he's in it, and he plays the dad in the flashbacks.
Oh, so I guess he dies. Spoiler alert.
No, I'm just saying he plays the dad in the flashbacks.
Oh, okay. So they didn't like make him older in the.
Present. No.
Okay.
So, and the kids, it fell, and you go, oh, because they're focusing on three characters, and at the end you go, oh, that's what happened. I think it's Mandy Moore, and it's a talented cast. I mean, it's really good. Even you would like it. Has Sterling Brown, he won the Emmy for playing in O.J. Simpson, that miniseries.
Oh, yeah.
He played the lawyer. I'm throwing a blank on his name, but... I really enjoy it. I think it's a really good show. But I'm one episode behind because, you know, your mom cheated.
Okay, so that's what you like the best. What do you like the least?
Because
you said this is a horrible year. So it had to have earned that distinction.
Well, I'm watching. There's a show out. Is it Mother or Moms or I don't know. It's a show where it's a typical show. It's not terrible. I mean, I do laugh a couple times at comedy. you know, it's the mom where she does all the work and the dad just the lazy guy, and the mom does everything and the dad doesn't do anything, blah, 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 blah. And as a guy who I thought I did a lot as a dad.
Yeah.
I'm tired of the stereotype. Mm-hmm. It's not funny anymore.
Yep.
So let's just move
on. That's a little old hat, if you will.
It's a little played. It has some funny moments, but like there is one part though where the dad's sick and he's like, and let's be honest, when we're sick as a guy, a man, we're big babies. I won't argue that point. Uh-huh. That is me. I go, oh, I got a cold. I don't feel good. Leave me alone. That is me. But other than that, it's like, oh, come on. The guy doesn't do anything. The mom has to run back.
Who's
and forth.
Who stars in that one?
People you've seen before.
Well, on CBS, they have a few heavy hitters coming to that. They have the new Kevin Can Wait.
Show. I waited. I watched it the first time, didn't like it. I watched it the second time. I laughed a few times, and I said, I'm done.
Okay.
It's funny. I just don't have time for the. You know, because we're watching Westworld is excellent. Westworld, not just because we do a podcast on it, but it's an amazing show. I think maybe I'm into that more. I'm watching Battlestar Galactica again, and I feel like watching that more than I do the new shows.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair. Did you see the one with Matt LeBlanc?
I didn't. No, it's Joey Can Wait or something like that.
Well, I mean, he's starred in some acclaimed comedy stuff since spinoff from Friends.
And Joey was like, Joey was like money.
But it seems like it's coming back to, the kind of crappy laugh track sitcom.
To me, it looks like, hey, let's put this show on CBS that had a star on there that was popular in the 90s, and we'll just put a laugh track on there and people go, oh, we're supposed to laugh here.
Which is crazy. Think about like when that show first started, it was 20 years ago, over 20 years ago.
Was it?
I mean, yeah, what, 95, 96? It's over 20 years
ago. I guess so, yeah. Oh. No, I'll be fair. I'd be honest, I haven't given it a shot, so I could be on judging.
I don't know.
I
feel like any CBS comedy, you're just like, oh, I totally know how that whole entire show is going to play out.
It's just, it is the same.
How about returning shows? Any that you are enjoying a lot, or do any that are maybe have soured a little bit? I have not seen Blackish this new season.
Blackish is hilarious as well. Well, you know, it started out slow because they did a Disney one. They went to Disneyland the first week or Disney World, and it was just a commercial for Disneyland.
Gotcha.
I said, come on, Blackish, you're better.
I think every ABC show has to do that once.
I get it's in their contract. They have to do it, but it was, okay, let's get it out of the way. I think you should do it more in the middle of the season when people go, all right, I'm around Christmas time. Things are getting busy, and maybe people won't watch it. But your first show of the season, you do Disneyland. And like I said, it had funny parts.
We're kind of Disneyland aficionados. Was there at least like good inside jokes or some jokes that maybe people that go to Disneyland would appreciate?
Well, They had the VIP stuff, you know, where you get the fast pass.
Yeah, yeah.
And you walk by everybody, and they're feeling guilty at first.
I guess we've never felt guilty, huh?
No, I did the work of get the VIP pass. You know, we did say, you know, when your mom and I went to Disneyland, we screwed because you're usually in charge of the VIP pass.
Yeah. It is a strict regiment that we follow.
Yeah, we screwed up. We went straight to Pirates of the Caribbean without getting the VIP pass for like Space Mountain.
That's a newbie mistake.
We screwed up. Where's Jay? He would have told us to go.
Yeah, you get Space Mountain first, then you go to.
You and I would take all the passes and go to Space Mountain while they went and got in line at Pirates of the Caribbean, and then we'd meet them there and walk right in. But oops, we didn't do that. So, but no, it had that, and so it had a few funny parts. But the last episode was great because it had the son. You know how he's always picking on his son.
Yeah.
It was classic you, me.
Okay.
Like when you finally flip me in wrestling.
Gotcha, gotcha.
So your mom goes, oh my God, this is like you and Jay. Because you have to go watch the last episode. It was classic you, me.
Okay, that's good. I'll
where he passes
out.
The torch where he's just, the dad's always abusing his son.
Yeah, yeah.
But then the son
gets him back.
Takes over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Passing of the torch.
Nice.
I'm still watching Modern Family. A few good laughs.
I haven't watched that in a couple seasons now.
The Goldbergs is still good. Fresh Off the Boat, I'm still watching. I like that. Hawaii Five-O, I still watch it just because I like watching it. That's about it.
Nice. Well, I don't know. South Park has been good this season. Mr. Garrison has taken the role of Donald Trump, and they've called it. I think he's called the DB, and then Hillary's called the turd sandwich. So they're all arguing about if they're going to vote for the DB or the turd sandwich. And it's just,
again, what I've been saying. I mean, not get political on this thing, but who's the worst? I mean, who do you?
Yeah, I'd argue one's clearly the worst. I mean, I get it. None of them are perfect, but it is what it is.
Well, they're not even close to being perfect. But anyway,
yeah.
It's like Mike McCoy.
Anyway, but I'll say is I'll be thankful once this election season is over. This one's been a pretty rough one. I feel like this election season has gone on for like 2 years.
You know, it's funny is I haven't cared for either one, so I'm just floating along. It doesn't, but I just keep picking on both sides.
But yeah. All right, we are back after pausing for a little bit to record our patrons hangout for $15 and above. So
it's 15, not 50.
Well, I mean, even at 50, you still get it. So $15 and above. So
I'm just saying that because last time you
it sounded like it, but I just said that it got sick.
It's like $50 a month. So they're both sick.
No, they're over now. They were sick like last week.
Well, Zach seemed like he was sick on Thursday.
Yeah, he's still got a little cold. He's got a little runny nose. It's that time of year, but it's not like his usual or his illnesses that he got for a while, where he's like 120 degrees fever.
No, he's always full of energy.
Yeah.
Kid never stops. He's like the Energizer Bunny.
Yeah, I don't. Oh, yeah. He I don't know where he gets the workout.
Obviously, I don't know where he gets that from. As you yawn in the podcast.
but yeah, for sure. God, where were we? We're talking about TV, and what was your least favorite things this year so far?
You know, shows I gave one and done with.
Any new dramas that are like, eh, not so much?
You know, it's. I've gotten to the point, I think, a lot of people where I don't take a chance on certain shows. Like, I watched Designated Survivor.
Yeah, how was that? The new,
it's actually pretty good. I like it. With Kiefer Sutherland.
Does he play his usual, like, 24 character where he's just kind of mumbling?
No. He's a little more mellower. Mm-hmm. He's not that. Remember when he had that show where he had the kid?
Yes.
And he was just so intense. And he was like, Jake, I love you.
That was his character on 24, too. Yeah, but what was that show?
It was Numbers or...
It was like one of those kind of post-Lost kind of serialized shows.
It actually was a good show for a while, and for whatever reason, I stopped watching it. But he was just so, Jake, I love you. And he's like going, okay, you don't love this kid. You know, just but he's actually
yelling. Why have to yell so much?
Because he was playing the same character he was on 24, where he's just so intense. No, I like him on the show. He's the Capitol's been blown up on the State of the Union.
Basically,
address.
He's like the lowest person on the chain of.
In fact, he was about ready to get fired. He's like the secretary of. It's almost like Battlestar Galactica. Mm-hmm. That was my first thought when I first saw it. I go, oh, this is like Battlestar Galactica, where the teacher gets the presidency. So it's almost like they stole from Battlestar Galactica. In fact, I'm going to say it right now. They stole the premise from Battlestar Galactica. it's actually pretty good. It has some twists and turns. It has some different stuff going on. I don't know how long it'll last.
Yeah.
But for now, I'm watching, enjoying it. But most shows, I wait. I don't dive in because I'm getting tired of them canceling shows I like. And just say, you know, I can wait. I can watch it on Netflix and Hulu. And, you know, watch it, you know, see, go, okay, it's 4 or 5 episodes in. Looks like it has a chance. All right, I'll catch up on it.
Yeah, and actually, that's only how I watch shows now. So we haven't had cable in over a year. And so it's nice. Like, shows like on Netflix, like Luke Cage. Do you watch Luke Cage? I haven't really watched any of those Marvel ones, have you?
I have not watched Luke Cage, no.
But
I think I'm three episodes behind The Flash now. I'm not really enjoying The Flash this season.
Aww.
I'm two episodes in. I mean, I don't hate it, but they've kind of mixed it up. I'm like, all right, it'll grow on me, I guess.
Maybe.
So I don't know. Again, I don't hate it. Don't send your hate mail. I like it still, but I just not getting into that. You know how you just go, I got to catch up.
Yeah.
I just don't make. Well, it's not on Hulu anymore either. That's how I watched it the first 2 years.
It isn't on Hulu anymore?
No, it's not on Hulu. So for me to watch it, I have to go turn my cable on, my DirecTV box, and actually go and find it under saved or list and find it. So, no, I enjoyed watching it on my laptop, just on when I could watch it when I wanted to.
Yeah.
But they're not on cable anymore. Nope. I'm not on Hulu anymore. Nope.
Actually, because it's on Netflix now, right? Maybe.
I don't think the season's on Netflix. Is it?
I don't know. Maybe the CW app could have it. Maybe that'll be.
Yeah, I'd have to download the app.
Your saving grace.
No, not doing that.
But Luke Cage is pretty good right now. We're kind of halfway through it. If you liked Jessica Jones and Daredevil, this is kind of the next Marvel Netflix show that's kind of eventually lead to their version of the Avengers, which I think is the Defenders or something like that. But anyway, excited for that for sure.
I finally watched, I forgot to mention this, Civil War.
Ah, so what did you think?
So I'm all caught up on the Iron Man type movies. Not Iron Man.
The Marvel Captain Universe. But yeah.
Marvel Universe. I was like going, what's this going on? And then I go, okay, I get what they're doing. The Spider-Man kid cracked me up, but it was good. It wasn't their best.
No, you didn't like it?
Cause it was good.
You didn't watch all of them. That's the problem.
I've watched all the Captain America.
You watch all the Iron Man?
I've seen all the Iron Man.
All the Avengers?
I've not seen all. I'm missing one Avenger.
So the middle one.
Is there three of them?
Well, there's two Avengers in Civil War, which is pretty much an Avengers movie.
All right, so I've seen them all. I've seen all the Avengers.
Okay. Have you seen all of the Thor movies?
I've not seen any of the Thor movies.
Did you see the Ant-Man movie?
I did not see the Ant movie.
Okay.
I did not see Ant.
So you didn't like... I thought Civil War was fantastic.
I didn't hate it. I'm just saying it was okay.
Did you see Guardians of the Galaxy?
I did see... Yes, I saw that, yes.
Okay.
Ah! Hooked on a feeling... I'm high on believing.
Did you watch Narcos season 2?
I've already finished Narcos season 2. Finished in like 3 days.
Was it good?
It was excellent. Excellent day.
Pablo Escobar got this.
Pablo Escobar.
His demise. I tell
everybody and anyone, and it's picked up for 2 more seasons. I tell anyone and everyone.
He's dead.
I'm not going to focus
on other people?
That's not going to spoil you. I tell everyone and anyone that will listen.
I hope he doesn't. I mean, he has to die. There's only like a year left before he dies.
Oh my God! Just you shut up for a second. everyone needs to watch this show. It's excellent. I tell people, 70% of it's captions.
As long as you can read, you probably handle it, right?
Well, it's tough for the people that can't read, but But no, but people go, oh, because I said the same thing. Oh, I don't want to read this, and I go, oh, but you, I literally. About 10 minutes, it's so good that you forget that you're reading.
I all of the shows that I watch, I put captions on because I don't hear that well.
Because I have to put captions on because, you know, I can read. You sometimes don't go, oh, wait, I didn't read what they said.
No, I hear it so much better because I can read it as they're saying it, so I actually absorb it better.
But it's different, though, if it's in Spanish because I go, oh, wait a minute, I don't know what they're saying, so hold on a second, I got to go back.
No, but saying, I have subtitles on all the time. So I'm always reading the subtitles.
See, I don't. So on this one, Narcos, sometimes I just go, ugh, didn't hear it. I didn't read it. So I just go back and look what they said. Then I go back, I go, oh, really wasn't worth me going back to figure out what he said because it was no big deal.
Well, you can't transition that quickly? Like your eyes can't like keep up?
Sometimes I take my eye off the ball. I'll look to the, like something will happen. I'll look to the left, go, oh, wait. Gotta focus. That's why I like reading on my laptop because I can... When it's on the TV, it's almost too far away.
You have like a 90-inch TV.
But still, when you're 90, the writing, the print is small.
The TV's huge. It's the size of your wall.
But I watch it in my room. It's not as big in the room.
That's like a 60-inch TV.
And your mom goes, this is stupid. Then she'll sit there, well, what's this going? Like your mom does normally. She'll hate the show I'm watching, but then go, what is this? What is this going on? But I do the same thing to her. I make fun of her show, so. Uh-huh. I've said it 1,000 times. Her Quantico and her other dumb shows. Where the FBI is just incompetent.
Just because it's her show doesn't mean they're dumb. All right, we don't need to, you know.
No, I agree.
Put her shows down.
But they are dumb. We do have shows we watch together, but that's not.
Sure.
She'll watch them when I'm not here because she doesn't want me to make fun of them. Uh-huh. Oh, there's the pretty person. Of course they work for the FBI because only pretty people can work for the FBI. No bald people need to apply for the FBI.
Aww.
You have to have perfect skin and perfect hair in order to work for the FBI.
Unless there's like the one incompetent guy in the FBI, that's the baldy.
That's the bald fat guy, okay? That's the bald guy. Has bad skin, he's a dork, and he has no friends, and everybody hates him.
I feel like that hits really close to your heart there, Jack.
It does. Might have a little bit of a gut, but you know, because everybody else is working out 24/7.
It's true.
Because they work for the FBI.
Oh, man. All right. Well, closing out the show, we want to talk about what your favorite Halloween TV specials were.
I have thousands of them.
Of all time. So, Jack, I'll let you kick it off here.
The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. You know, I as a kid, I used to watch this every year and hope that one time that Linus would be right. Am I the only person that did
with Linus?
I did, because every year, you know, he just went to that pumpkin patch and Sally would go with him, and Sally would give up going to her trick or treat thing and getting her candy. And every year Linus was wrong. And just think, one year I just would watch it every year going, come on, this time throw the kid a bone. Let him, you know, he's trying to score for his girlfriend. Come on, give him something. But then I found out it was racist against bald people, because every year Charlie Brown gets a rock from everybody. It's okay to give the bald kid a rock. The kid with no hair, let's just give him a rock. I mean, how mean is that show when you think
it is?
You look back
at
it.
Oh yeah, like poor Charlie Brown.
Because he's bald, he gets a rock.
He's a person.
Okay,
after your
like I said, it's okay. Well, again, you, as a kid, you don't see that, but as an adult, you go, okay, who gives a kid a rock? And think it's okay to give this kid who's
trick-or-treats, right? Back then, trick-or-treats.
Yeah, sure, you put 45 holes in his ghost costume.
He was the...
I get that, but where's his mom and dad helping the kid out? Oh, they don't want to be seen with the bald kid. No. That's not our kid. No. This is our kid. Sally's our kid. She's the one that goes into the Great Pumpkin Patch. Man, what are we doing with our kids? No parent guidance there. The Brown family is just, they're terrible parents. Can we just say that right now? The Brown family.
They're not
Mommy
even
Brown.
There. They're not even
they're,
there.
They're not, you don't even hear, wah, wah, wah. Do we ever see them?
No, we don't.
They've abandoned, they've let a dog raise their kids.
A beagle at that.
A beagle, a dog. And we know what Tim would do with that dog. But anyway, so no, it's now I'm looking back. What a terrible experience that is. Poor Charlie Brown. Let's give him a rock. I mean, would you ever do that to a kid came up trick or treat?
Yeah.
But
I'm just saying.
No, it so he goes home.
But trick or treats, like you do the tricks. You got some tricks.
But why does the bald kid get all the tricks? Why doesn't he get any treats?
I think it's in the animation. I don't think he's bald in real life.
The kid has one little stringy hair. And he's picked on. I could go on and on with this thing. It's just wrong. Now I don't have a Halloween favorite now anymore. I just talked myself out of it. Bah humbug.
Oh man. Fair enough.
But no, it's just, but you know, Charles Schultz if he were still alive, I'd ask him, all right, where's Charlie Brown's parents during this whole thing?
Because it's from the kid's perspective. That's why, like, the parents
I get that, but where are the parents? These kids have
the
60 issues.
Parents, and they was like, go play, like, be gone for hours, and then come home.
That's, they went to the house and exchanged keys, right? And that's what I'm...
But, you know, like when you were a kid, you were out all day. Like, your parents weren't really, like, hovering. There's no helicopter parents when you were a kid.
But if someone, you know, my mom would go to bat for me if something happened. Not Charlie Brown's parents. They don't want to even know him.
Well, maybe they did. You just didn't see it. Because again,
how about giving Charlie Brown a new shirt? Maybe that would change his look. It's got that same yellow shirt with a black thing, jaggedy line going, and it's not working for him. Uh-huh. He looks like a bald bumblebee.
Poor Charlie Brown.
And his sister's not nice to him. His dog treats him like crap. So, I mean, man's best friend. Nope, not if you're bald.
It is a tough life. It is a tough life. But, I mean, really, Linus in that episode kind of takes the brunt of, you know.
But that's his own fault, though.
So he wants Charlie Brown. It's worse because Charlie Brown just gets it for no reason, except for being himself.
He just is himself. He goes up there, trick or treat, and they give him. I got a rock.
But I think we all have those.
And as a kid, I laughed. I thought it was funny.
But I think we all have or had those friends. They just couldn't do anything without getting made fun of, or, you know, had a hard time being given to.
But is that in today's, where we're trying to stop bullies? Is Charlie Brown's, are those peanut shows sending the wrong message?
Is that bullying, though?
You gave the kid a rock every time he went to the door. He got a rock. Sally pulls the football away from him Lucy pulls, and then tries to charge him 5 cents to cure him. What a racket she's into. She torments Charlie Brown and then says, okay, you want some help? It's 5 cents, buddy.
I support that. You know, she's being, entrepreneurial.
Yeah, she torments him and then says, okay, yeah. Nah. She's part of the problem, Lucy.
I don't know. I feel like you're being too hard on her.
I'm not being too hard. I'm not.
All right.
And did he ever get a date with a little redheaded girl?
She's out of his league.
You don't even like ginger, so how's Charlie Brown out of his? How's the little redheaded girl?
But still, out of all the weirdly shaped people on that show, like, she's the most normal looking kid. So no, she's gonna go for. I don't know,
Schroeder.
Schroeder, is he the?
Well, he's the cool piano player.
Yeah, he's the musician.
But you know, she's not gonna get by Lucy because Lucy will pound her.
Yeah,
Lucy will beat the snot out of her.
I always thought Lucy was Aunt Tammy. Like, I always thought. She always reminded me of her.
Well, it's true. Lucy wouldn't give up that 5 cents.
But anyway.
I guess I don't have one. I have a favorite Halloween special.
What about
now.
I was going to bring up the Roseanne Halloween episodes.
Oh, those were always good, yeah.
Yeah. Because Modern
Family used to be really good, but this last one wasn't very good.
They do good Halloween episodes. I mean, so I think there's more out there. I feel like you're not giving... You're not thinking about it, like, fourth dimensionally enough.
No, I wasn't. I was only thinking of, like, things that, like, the Dolly Madison Charlie Brown special. That's what it was when I was a kid, Dolly Madison.
Well, Zach loves the Charlie Brown stories, so It's a Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown book is in rotation for nighttime.
Oh, is it? Well, I used to love reading Peanuts comic books at night. I'd get my little Radio Shack flashlight because I was supposed to go to bed and read the Peanuts comic books, but looking back on it now, I was just part of the problem.
Or at least was it preparing you for your bald life in the future? You know, like, was it self-fulfilling prophecy?
I guess looking at it now, yeah. But at the time I had great hair, so why would I think I'd be like Charlie Brown? But now I look at it and go, wow, I should have known. Mm-hmm. I wish that it should have prepared me.
Yeah.
It should have prepared, like, 50% of America. That, yeah, some you make fun of those bald people, but someday you could be that person.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
So it's karma.
Do you think you brought it on yourself?
Probably, yeah. Probably it's karma, stress, aggravate. I, you know, not relaxing and Watching the Chargers, watching the Padres and Clippers for all those years.
Yeah, that's where.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even get mad anymore, though, watching the Chargers. I just go, well, okay. Yeah. It's what it is. You didn't watch the game today, but they needed to tie the game. They needed a touchdown to tie the game, 2-point conversion. Of course, when they scored a touchdown, they were going for 2-point conversion. They got it, but then Gates was called for offensive pass interference that you watch the replay. You go, okay, what were they seeing? Okay, no big deal. It's Denver. They get the calls. So instead of going and kicking, because now it's pushed back, it's like a 17, it's first and 17 to get the 2-point conversion. Instead of kicking the extra point, McCoy tries for two again. So next time we score a touchdown, we're going to have to get the 2-point conversion instead of just getting a touchdown. That's your coach. So we have fourth and two with like 4 minutes left, whatever it is. Three of us, like 2.5 minutes left. Instead of going, we didn't run the ball once. They had trouble protecting Rivers all day long. So we didn't score. But that's your coach. That's your coach.
Well, it's the Chargers. They'll wait till the end of the season. They're not going to.
No, they won't fire him now, but. He's a good offensive coordinator. He's just not a good head coach.
Well, they're going to L.A. and then I don't have to be a fan anymore, so it'll be perfect.
They're not going to go to L.A.
They're moving there.
They're not moving there.
You need to come to terms with it.
I'm telling you right now, they're not moving there.
How?
Because they're going to stay in San Diego. They don't want to go to L.A. and be second. There's no way.
I mean, it's going to happen. Just accept it.
Nope. Ain't doing it. I want to be miserable for the next 50 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're going to be here for any? You're going to leave a bowl of candy out for the kids tomorrow?
Nope.
Not even a bowl of candy.
Because the first kid will take all the candy.
What if? That's true. I'm trying to think of a way you could like time release.
When we've been here in the past, we've always passed out lots of candy.
Uh huh.
But no, why would I leave out candy for people just to take? Because unfortunately, you can't trust kids today.
Uh huh.
You can't trust the honor system. Kids will look around and go, okay, I can just take this whole bowl and save my. I wouldn't even have to go to the other. I don't have to do any work. I can hit one house and I'm done.
Mm hmm.
I don't have to put the hours in, the legwork in. I can just do this one house.
Okay, but here's the thing. Say you are a kid. Go back, 50 years, whatever it was, mm-hmm. 45 years.
50 years.
And were you 54?
I'm 54.
So really like 48 years.
Uh-huh.
And you come up to a house with just a bowl full of candy.
Mm-hmm.
You and your, let's say, 9, 10-year-old self.
Yep.
Are you trick-or-treating by yourself at that age? When did you trick or treat by yourself?
Probably by myself. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, back in my day, they sent you out at 4.
Uh huh.
They said you're on your own. Just look both ways before you cross the street.
Sure, sure. So what would you?
Would
take
I
take that bowl of candy and just throw it in the?
I would not.
You would not.
Because back then,
10-year-old Jack.
10-year-old Jack, because. Back then, word would get out to my mom, and that would be all she wrote.
But would word get back? Cause you're not with your parents.
Because the kid that was behind me that didn't get any candy would tell, and it'd just be like it'd be like a domino effect.
I would cut a deal with the kid behind you, split it.
No, because there's going to be someone who doesn't get the candy,
but and they're going to make sure. Because say it's just whoever group of kids that are around.
What candy did you get that house? I didn't get any candy, Mom, because Jack stole all the candy.
Yeah, but how would he know it's you if they weren't around?
Because we back then the streets were crowded with it. It was like packed with kids.
So you
used to have to. It was like a line.
Uh-huh.
The neighborhood I grew in was all kids. It wasn't like today where that same neighborhood is like those people who are still the people that I grew up with. Their parents are still living there. Like my mom's still living there. So like the average age is like 90 in this area.
Sure, sure.
So those people are still there. But when I was a kid, every house had kids. It was very rare to see a house, someone moved in. It wasn't a house. It wasn't older people that moved in. It was, all right, what kid's going to come in here? What kid's going to be, is he going to be able to play baseball, football? Is he going to be one of those kids like Charlie Brown? I don't know. So it was, that was the deal. So you had kids.
Uh-huh.
into the neighborhood. So it was crawling with kids. So you couldn't get away with it.
Hmm.
There's no way. Someone would have squealed on me.
Okay. But you can't even think of a way in which you could make it work?
Not back then, because someone would have seen it. There's no way. There's no way I could have gotten away with it.
I feel like you were more, I don't know, daring or inventive and could figure something out.
No, I was pretty much a rule follower for the most part.
Uh-huh.
I only did things if there was no way to leave a paper trail.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if there's no, I mean, I would never, like today's kids, they film themselves doing stupid stuff. That never would have been me.
Uh-huh.
Never. Not if my parents are listening, if my mom's listening, that I would do something like that.
Uh-huh.
But I never would have filmed it.
Okay.
Ever.
But yeah, I mean, overall.
Would you have done it? Would you have gone to a house and poured all the candy in there?
I'm the most boring goody two shoes ever was. I would be afraid of getting in trouble.
See, that's what I, but.
But see, but you talk about how whatever you were, you know, like.
Yeah, but something like that, though, there's certain things that you knew would get back to your mom.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there's just certain things growing up. You go, oh, wait, I can't do that. My mom might find out.
Yeah.
Or some people would say their dad because their dad did the punishment.
Sure, sure.
I mean, that's just how it was. I mean, it's like, I can't. Why? Because if my mom finds out, it's not worth the punishment.
Uh-huh.
It's not worth the smack. And
but
the,
does it make me more of a nerd when, you know, you guys have, at best would just, you know, yell at me or make me feel bad or guilty?
Yeah.
But. Like it didn't beat the crap out of me or anything, but I was still such a rule follower. Like even like a stern whatever, and I would still not do it.
It's just you're a different person.
Yeah, chicken. That's what I am.
Yeah, well, see, I was chicken in certain things. It was like it had to be worth the chance of getting caught.
Uh huh.
It's like, I can, and plus I liked going house to house. That was the fun. I was hyperactive. I mean, I'd go to 1,000 houses. I wasn't one of those people, I'm just going to this one house, steal all the candy and I don't have to do anything.
Well, here's my thing. Steal the candy and then keep going to all the houses. You're like double anybody else's candy.
That's true. But then, like I said, the risk of getting caught and then losing I would have lost all the candy if I got caught. The candy would have been thrown out.
Sometimes you gotta spend money to make money.
That would have been the third part of the punishment. The first two parts would have been brutal. Losing the candy would just be icing on the top.
Uh-huh. Did your mother have a baseball bat she called Lucille?
She had a brush named Lucille. She had these hangers, these little cardboard hanger things named Lucille. She had her hand named Lucille. She could outrun me named Lucille. I mean, it was one of those things where it's like, man, I just can't. And then, unfortunately, I did have hair back then, and she would grab the hair and twist it. So I actually blame her for the reason it stopped growing in certain spots. It was ripped out of my head. So, no, I would not steal the candy.
Oh, man.
And it has nothing to do with morals. It was the threat of getting caught.
There you go. There you go. All right. Well, hopefully everybody has a great Halloween tomorrow. Thank you to all of our patrons that make this show possible. All of our $5 and above patrons that are listening to this show right now. Thank you, everybody. Eckhard Richter, Tack from Tokyo, Brad from Chicago for contributing a significant amount. All of our patrons. We are very close to our $1,000 level, our next big level. We crossed the $900 a month threshold, which is fantastic. So
thanks to CJ donating the $4.90-something cents.
but still, it's great. And once we hit that $1,000 level, that's when we'll do a big live crossover with the broadcast and the Married Man Show. But yeah, we're at $904 for the month, so less than $100 away from $1,000 a month. So if you have a friend that likes the show, encourage them to become a patron, or maybe you're at the $5 and you can bump it to $6 a month or $7 a month. Everything counts. So thank you to everybody that does contribute, and until next time, hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.